Listening, Unit 6, page 40. B.
You will hear a radio presenter interviewing three people. For questions 1 to 5, listen and choose the best answer. A, B, C, or D.
Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. We hope you're all having an enjoyable afternoon. In today's programme, we have a very exciting topic to talk about. Today, we're talking about polymaths. A polymath is someone who is very knowledgeable about many different subjects. Most ancient scientists were polymaths and knew a lot about the arts as well. We've invited three students to the studio to talk about some famous polymaths. Julie, what can you tell us?
Well, some of the greatest polymaths were ancient Greeks, including Pythagoras and Archimedes, but ultimately the most famous is the great philosopher Aristotle. He was also an expert on just about everything from ethics and logic to biology, astronomy, physics, zoology, literary criticism, and even public speaking. Aristotle's ideas have influenced almost every scientist and philosopher who came after him.
Really? Well, that's very interesting indeed. And now let's move on to Hal. Hal, which polymath have you chosen to talk about?
I'd like to talk about Ibn Sina, also known as Avicenna. He was born in Persia and was probably the greatest polymath in history. Avicenna read all of Aristotle's works when he was a young boy. He also studied all the sciences, as well as many arts subjects. He could have been anything he wanted to be, from an astronomer to a poet. But at 16, he decided to take up medicine. He treated poor, sick people for free, which allowed him to discover new treatments, and his most famous writings are his books on medicine, which influenced medical science until the 17th century.
And Amy, I believe you've chosen Isaac Newton.
Yes, that's right. So, Isaac Newton. This man was born in England in 1642. His family had a farm, and he was expected to become a farmer, but he spent his childhood writing poetry and inventing things. Fortunately, his uncle realised he was a genius and sent him to college and then to Cambridge University. In 1665, a terrible epidemic swept through England and the university closed, so Newton went back home. One day, he saw an apple fall from a tree and wondered why things fell down and not up. He spent hours and hours thinking about this question. Eventually, he worked out that Earth's gravity pulled objects towards its centre and that this kept the moon in orbit, and that the Earth and all of the other planets were kept in their orbits by the sun's gravity. Newton also discovered the six colours of the rainbow, invented calculus, and created the first modern telescope. Pretty impressive.